Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed 4 major wars among great nations. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Ten, nine, eight, 7654321.
Live from beautiful downtown Shenzhen in Studio A, this is Tough Reality. We'll talk about anything that you want to talk about, politics, religion, anything you don't discuss at the family dinner, we talk about here. Along with me today is wonderful Engineer Kelly in Studio B. We're going to be talking about a lot of things tonight. Agree with me or not agree with me, call me, come on the air, we'll discuss what you want to discuss. You can reach me at mike@toughreality.com, you can Skype me, M-I-K-E-A-Y-2. Get me on Skype, call into our show, listen to our show, be attentive. All right, thanks for listening.
All right, everybody, how you doing? This is Mike, Tough Reality, toughreality.com. Thank you so much for listening to our show. Shout out to all of those people all over the listening world, all over Asia, all over Africa, all over Europe, all over Australia, North and South America, the Antarctic, the Arctic, all over this beautiful planet, and even the aliens, too, if you're listening to me. And hello, angels out there, and hello, you demons. We know you're listening, too. This is Tough Reality. We're in beautiful downtown Shenzhen. Like I said, we start at 12 a.m. Shenzhen time in China, but 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, New York time, every day, Monday through Friday, And it's very exciting to have this radio show today. And, of course, my name is Mike Amesegger. You can Google me if you want to, M-I-K-E. And then my last name, Amesegger, Swiss, A-E-M-I-S-E-G-G-E. No, A-E-M-I-S-E-G-G. Yes, A-E-M-I-S-E-G-G-E-R. So I'd say it a few times because sometimes people say I speak too fast. Also, welcome to all my listeners that are in the chat room. Thank you so much for being in the chat room. Chat back and forth. You can chat. Sometimes when I'm on the air, I don't have time to look at the chat room. I apologize for that. But still keep your comments in there. I'll look at them. You can reach out to me at mike@toughreality.com. You can also Skype me at M-I-K-E-A-Y-2. You can call me at 253-656-5048. Now, these shows are still in the free mode. In the free mode on Blog Talk Radio, we get about 30 minutes, but we can actually broadcast almost an hour for free. But we're trying to move towards having a two-hour show. Of course, that costs moolah, dinero, costs a little bit of cash, some script, some Benjamins. And so what we're going to do is, and as soon as we get that webmaster off his butt, put up some PayPal buttons so you can actually donate to the show directly. And but for now, you can PayPal directly to KellyYan68@gmail.com. That's KellyYan68@gmail.com. And speaking of that, I'm in Studio A, but in Studio B, across from me, there is the wonderful, the incomparable, the most awe-inspiring engineer, Kelly. How are you today? She's great again, and that Gmail that I just gave you is her Gmail, so she will make sure that any money that you do send in PayPal will get applied to where it needs to go. The other thing we're doing is we're providing some opportunities in there for Bibles and helping churches, and we'll talk about all that stuff on Friday. Today is March 25th. 2015. That's March 25th, 2015. It's Wednesday. Now, on Tough Reality, we divided our show up to five different subtopics on Wednesdays. We're talking about personality development. That's right, personality development. We're going to be talking about that today. Let me give you an overview of some of the personalities that are out there so that you can understand them. Also, after today's show, we will have a personality meeting. And this is sort of like for personality training a little bit, but not a big deal. But after the show, we're going to go in for our TRT members, and they will have a chance to come in and listen to us a little bit of additional training. TRT just stands for Tough Reality Team. So if you listen to me, you're part of the team. So there's no cost involved, but you're part of the team. So that's what we'll talk about. But before we get started with all of the personality situation, I just want to send a long, prayer. I don't mean long. I mean long-distance prayer to the families of that German flight that crashed into the French Alps. And it was a sad thing. You know, originally they said that the plane had taken about 10 minutes to hit the ground. Now, estimates are it took about 8 minutes to go from about 30,000 feet cruising altitude to the point of impact. When I first saw the picture of the crash site, it was unbelievable. There wasn't any piece bigger there than maybe a small Volkswagen. I mean, this plane literally disintegrated on impact. It was destroyed. So I send out wonderful prayers to all those family members, and a lot of love and light, condolences, and just express my sadness. But let me tell you what I believe, and you can shout me down, poke me in the eyeball with a stick, hit me with a rock, but I'm going to tell you what I think it is. It just so happens about 134 or so miles from this crash site, there's a new thing going on, scientific experiment with the Hadron Collider better known as CERN, C-E-R-N. They have some of the largest magnets in the world, and they're drawing some of the largest power in the world, and they're trying to find the elusive God particle. They're trying to smash proton phasers, little beams of light together, to see if they can create a big bang inside a 26-mile-long tube. And I understand science. I understand discovery. I love science. I love astronomy. I love physics. Physics and science and astronomy and oceanography, they explain our beautiful world to us so we can, as simple people, sometimes I'm a simple man, can understand the more complex things in nature. However, there are some times that as humans, I think we want to become more like God. There's nothing wrong with discovery, but I'm telling you, I believe they had this CERN turned on, and when the airline flew over that area, I believe they lost all electronics. I believe that their engines might have shut off. I believe that they became a rock in the atmosphere. They just fall out of the sky. And I think that I read an article that many pilots are just saying, forget it, we don't want to fly in that area. Why are we doing this if there is danger? Now, I'm not saying for sure that CERN did it. I'm just saying it's very suspicious. It's very, it causes me to question, why did this happen? The other thing that I've noticed is I watch a lot of YouTube videos, but this YouTube video was by a channel. And you go look for it. His name's Jesse, and his name on YouTube is BP Earthwatch. You can find it. And he wrote an article about this CERN and the magnetosphere. Now, you can plainly see on his video, magnetosphere, this is from the data that was coming from a government website. You can see as they're turning on this CERN, it's causing the magnetosphere to collapse towards the Earth. Well, do you know the magnetosphere protects us from different types of rays of the sun? If we didn't have this, if we went outside, our bodies would burn. Now, it doesn't mean we'd burn up right away, but we would get severe third-degree skin burns. It's the way it is. But God has made it so that we are protected from the UV bad light, you know, and then allows the good light, the warmth, and the light of the sun to grow plants and things like that. God created that. You know, if we're a few miles closer to the sun, we burn up. A few miles further away, we freeze. So the plan of this earth was well done. So humans need to stay away from trying to figure out how God did this and God do that. Some things you don't need to know. Look, I believe my Bible says that God created the earth. He said, let there be light. There, scientists, if you want to know about what happened, where light came from, there you go. God said. Well, where did the planet come from? Well, there you go. It says that he built the earth. He separated the waters and the earth and the sky. He made the ground. It says he created animals, every thing, creepy thing, anything on this earth. He created it. So I pray, I really pray, that these scientists use some common sense, along with how smart they are. You know, you can have a person who's very smart and sometimes can't understand a doorknob. It's true. I pray for that. I pray that the scientists make sure that they're using every precaution. And I'm telling you, if this CERN caused this problem with the flight, I say, turn CERN off. Okay? Just go home. Go study something else. Go use your microscope to look at something else. Go use your telescope to look at something else and move on. All right, there you go. So that's the thing about CERN and the thing about that flight. We were sad about that for a little bit here at Tough Reality. Engineer Kelly and I talked about it. She was amazed, too, when I was telling her some of the connections between CERN and the things that have gone on and how, you know, if you descend in an airplane that rapidly, you're going to die in the air on the plane before you hit the ground, thankfully. They're going to lose oxygen pressure. They're going to lose a lot of that. And, you know, as they descend so rapidly, they'll pass out because of the pressure and the oxygen levels and that. So I believe that probably within a minute they were all knocked out, passed out, not even awake when they hit the ground, and probably dead before they hit the ground. Ladies and gentlemen, let's be careful. Let's not play God. You know, I talk to many of my friends sometimes, and they want an explanation of why is God doing this? Why is God doing that? And I tell you what, the Bible says it's plain, simple scripture. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Don't worry so much about why God is doing something. You worry about whether or not you're listening to God and whether or not you're obeying God. I don't want to obey God, Mike. Well, then, you know, there's an option. There's a choice. You choose heaven or hell. That's your choice. I ain't going to choose. No choice is a choice. That's the way it goes. Okay? Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to hash it out. So, that's the way it goes. Now, I know some of you are going to be angry at me, and some of you will disagree, and that's okay. I want you to reach out and email me, mike@toughreality.com. Tell me what you think. Tell me what your idea is. Tell me what you think about this hypothesis I have about that CERN probably caused this airline disaster. 150 people died. You know, it's a German airline, English-built plane, Airbus, and for no good reason, 150 people lost their life. Moms, dads, fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers. No reason. Okay? So, we're today talking about personality development. Now, in our methodology that we have, we use the acronym BANK, B-A-N-K. And we believe that everybody has a stronger personality than, you know, certain things. So, for example, we believe you might be a stronger personality in one area than you are in another. And that's great. We've been using personality codes and personality colors and personality this and that since Hippocrates, back in the 3rd century B.C., and he's the father of medicine. And he coded people, categorized people into different names, and he would do that, and he would be able to give them sort of like a diagnosis based on what their personality was. It was quite amazing, quite profound. And we have many different systems. There's DISC, there's Kersey, there's colors, there's, kangaroos, there's zodiac, there's lions and tigers and bears, oh my. There's all kinds of different things. Now, and those are all valuable. But let me tell you what most of those programs do. They identify what your personality is. And that's important. That's true. That's important. But there's a step above that, or a step level above that. You know, Anthony Robbins, you might know who he is, Tony Robbins. He said, let your prospect determine your presentation. Now, that's pretty cool. Let your prospect determine your presentation. Because what happens is, I might know that I'm this kind of personality, but how does that help me help communicate to you? Whatever I need to communicate. If it's a presentation, if it's a sales meeting, if it's a evaluation for my employees, how would you like to be able to increase your personality relationships, your personality coding of other people so you can communicate with them more effectively, in fact, up to 300% more effectively? How would you like to do that? Well, over the next few weeks, months, and years, we're going to be talking about that here on Wednesdays in our personality training. Now, each time as we expand, especially when we expand our show, we will have more and more people on who do this all the time. I like to do the coding all the time. I like to talk to the individuals. If you go to personalitymagnet.com, you can see an overview on a page there, and then it will take you that you can go look at some game cards, sort those game cards in your head, and write down what you have and send it off to me. And when you do that, I'm going to send you back a report of who you are and your personality and how to work with it and deal with it. And we're going to talk about that. And I'm going to go over in an overview over that this very day. Now, we have the acronym BANK, BANK, B-K. Each of the letters stand for something, and each of the letters has a color, okay? And so these are very good things. Now, this technology was invented by my friend, my partner, Sherry Treat. And she's an awesome woman, multi six-figure earner, a millionaire maker, mover and shaker. And she's quite the pepper ball, and she's full of energy, full of vim, vigor, and vitality, right? So, and just an all-around great human being. She's a rock star, and it's great. Well, not really like a rock star playing guitar rock star, but when it comes to this methodology, she is a wonderful rock star. So let's go through each of the codes. I'm going to explain a little bit about each of them, but if you go to personalitymagnet.com and click on any of the pictures or click on play the game, you'll be able to go and watch some videos that'll explain the methodology and each of the codes in more depth. I think I have maybe six videos there, some introduction videos, and then each of the code videos, and they're each about 20 minutes long, not that long. But if you code yourself, it'll take about 90 seconds to actually code yourself, send the results to me, and there's a contact form on the website. When you send the codes to me, then I'll flip back like a report to you, a $59 value report, and you get to keep that, and then we'll discuss it. I'll call you directly. So the first code in our methodology, remember the word is bank. First code is B, what is blue, and we call that person a blueprint. Now, the blueprint person likes to do things in order. The blueprint person does not like chaos. They don't like impromptu. They don't like things that are just hectic. They like process. They love to do process things. Now, these people can be like engineers, okay? They enjoy doing great things, but as long as they're in a paradigm, a process, a methodology so that they can do the right thing at the right time and know when they're supposed to do it. They love policies and procedures. They do. They like the rules. They like the law. They like to be able to point to something and say, see, this is why this is, because of this rule. They like to do that. And those are the blueprint people. The second code, A, we like to use the color red, and that's for the action personality. And the action personality are truly the movers, shakers, millionaire makers, the red carpet people who like to be noticed as a rock star, the people who enjoy the spotlight. You'll never find an A personality in the background. They always want to be at the front of the line. They always want to be important. They want to be VP, VIP all the way. And if you treat them like that, they'll like it. They'll love it. They'll love you. They'll buy from you. Now, my primary code is A. So I am an A personality, and I know it. And I try to modify it and modulate it with the other codes to make sure that I don't come off and I be a real A, if you know what I mean. And that can happen sometimes, but you don't use these codes as an excuse for bad behavior. No. You use these codes as a method so you can know how to communicate effectively with other people. So, for example, I'm an A person, and I want to get it done now. I want to do this. I want to do that. If I'm working with the next code, the N person we'll talk about in a minute, and I come off as pushy, as mean, as aggressive, they're going to not want to work with me at all. In fact, they might think I'm evil. I think I'm the devil. So we have to make sure that we allow our codes to determine our presentation. And we don't use our codes against people. We use our codes to help enhance our communication. So the red personality is a person that likes to be the leader. Now, if you know that, you know, then you can tailor your presentation of these codes so that they can understand you better. They like designer clothes. They like the designer Rolex watch. They like to look on your fingers and see a diamond ring. They love that. They like your hair to be styled, not dumpy. And they like to see you. If you're going to wear blue jeans and a T-shirt, they like to see a styler designer polo shirt, styler designer jeans. They don't want to see jeans that you've been wearing out on the back 40 riding horses all day long. Not interested. So you have to dress to impress for these guys. That's the A personality, the red, the action. Number three is the N, or the nurture personality. This is where we use the color yellow. You want to think of these people as a sunflower, people who are salt of the earth, or gold, like gold to have a relationship with this person. These people are the huggers and the feelers. They are. They love to be a hugger, and they love to get a hug. If you want an N-type personality to be your friend, give them a great big hug. And I'm not saying just give them a hug, tap their back, and then back away like they got the plague. I'm talking about give them a hug. Tighter is better than looser. Squeeze them. Oh, it's so good to see you. And then give those people eye contact. They love that eye contact. Hold a gaze to them, not a weird gaze like you're like that, but maybe for like 2 or 3 minutes, seconds, hold their gaze, gauge them, so you have a chance to see that. These people also enjoy to be in causes. They like to be involved in community events. You know, these people sometimes wind up to be the nurses, doctors, people who care for people, caregivers, pastors, people like that tend to be the ends. I've heard it say A's tend to be the CEOs, the marketing people, the ones in charge that start the businesses and that. Okay? Now, the final code is a K. This is a green code. This is knowledge. These people like to study. If you have a presentation that you want to give these people, you need to make sure you know your facts. These people will probably know more than you, and they'll let you know that. And if you act like you know more than them, shut it down, baby. You might as well go home. These guys want to feel like they know it all. So don't fight that. Feed it. Listen, let me say that again. Don't fight it. Feed it. If they like to feel like they know everything, you can tell them, you know what? You're about the smartest person I have ever presented to. You know your facts. You know your details. You know what they're saying in their head? Hey, this man knows what he's talking about. He's my friend. I like this guy. I'm serious. Okay? So you can communicate with those people after you get past their walls of who they think they are. And they might be the dumbest rock on the earth, right? But don't go into a presentation and think you know it all, think you have everything together, and blah, blah, blah. Because your code, you will sell to your code, no problem. But you're missing out on the other three personalities if you go in and think you're in control. Does that make sense? So you're leaving money on the table, or you're leaving relationships on the table that you could be having that would be more fruitful. And, you know, this methodology, over time, as you listen, you will be able to learn things that will change your life. Do you want that? Do you want your life changed? I think most people do. I do. I like that. My life changed. So I want you to go to toughreality.com, go check out our radio show. Reach out to me if you can. Also, hit me on Skype, MIKEEY2. I want you to go to personalitymagnet.com, personalitymagnet.com, P-E-R-S-O-N, personality, A-L-I-T-Y, personality, magnet, M-A-G-N-E-T.com, personalitymagnet.com. You can also go to toughreality.com and you'll find that link on the page. Discover, watch, look, and be observant. Reach out to me, and I'm going to help you if you have bad things going on. Remember, I believe God has told me to lead 3 million people out of captivity, captivity of sin, captivity of monetary or money problems, set you free, captivity of personality problems, health problems. Those are the three big ones right there. Well, number one is, of course, sin, lead you out of sin. Number two, lead you out of wealth problems, lead you out of health problems, lead you out of personal problems. We want to help. We want to do the right thing. That's why we're here at Tough Reality, to do the right thing for you and to allow you to do the right thing for you. Wouldn't that be great? Isn't that fun? Now, most people, when they hear this methodology first, they're like, I want more information. I want more information. I want to learn more. I want to learn. And I understand that. Everybody wants to learn more about this when they hear it. Every Wednesday, you will learn more. But in the meantime, if you want to learn more right now, you go to personalitymagnet.com. Watch all the videos that you see after you click on play the game. Watch all the videos that are there. Look at all the pages. Look at the blogs. Connect with me. You know, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, any of those places. And you'll be able to see some of the videos that we have and some of the things that we do. Okay? So I want everyone out there to connect with me. And I want to connect with you. So until next time, the Tough Reality, I'm going to let you go. Tough Reality, toughreality.com. This is Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening today. Tough Reality, toughreality.com. We had a great, great, great show today. And as you listen to our shows, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, YouTube and Pinterest. Skype me, M-I-K-E-A-Y, the number 2, at Skype. You can also email me at mike@toughreality.com. I want to make sure that each one of you understand that we care for you here at Tough Reality. And the Tough Reality is this: you choose for you. Nobody else chooses for you. You make that decision. Until we talk again, until we hear you again, until you speak to me again, or until you listen to us again, we want to make sure that all of you tune in the next time. Tell your friends, your relatives, anybody else that wants to get a double up of Tough Reality. Thanks for listening, everybody. Take it away, Frank. Bye-bye.
I did what I had to do. Saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not.
Hey, for everybody who's still listening, Mike Tough Reality, I wanted to chop in here really quick since we have a little bit more time to tell you. Go over to toughreality.com and read through our data, read through everything that we have there, and especially follow us on all the social media that's out there. We are a work in progress, but we want everybody to be involved with all that we're doing, especially the radio show. We want you to help us, donate to us. We thank you and are very grateful for all the help that you do give us. And we want to offer many different things of value to you so that you understand how you can change your life for the better. You can change your wealth, you can change your health, and you can change your personal relationships. And over time, you can become the person you really want to be. And that's the tough reality. You choose for you. And we want to help you make those choices by providing you training and understanding. Now, after this show, at about 1 o'clock, we will open the lines to have another, what we call teaching or training, webinar. Sometimes people call these things. But the phone number is at the bottom of Tough Reality on the front page. You'll see it. There's also a PIN number. You hit that, and when you hit that, you then can join us. Okay? Well, thank you so much. You guys, you're awesome. And I will be talking to you later. Bye-bye.